USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths, and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together. We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. According to the White House, 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. Many people are also in need of food and water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A country superstar is revealing a big secret about a radio superstar. With more, here's USA's Val Dior.
Radio host Rush Limbaugh passed earlier this week after a long battle with cancer. After the news of his death came out, many on the left bashed the conservative trailblazer and celebrated his death. However, country star John Rich of Big and Rich decided to celebrate Limbaugh's generosity. He revealed that the talker donated $100,000 to St. Jude Research Hospital to help Rich while on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011. The only catch, Rush wanted it to be kept a secret, and it was until now. John Rich through social media says his friend will be missed and added, hashtag RIP Rush Limbaugh. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
There's been another recall due to faulty airbags. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Ford is recalling more than 150,000 vehicles in North America, saying faulty airbags that can explode and hurl shrapnel. The dangerous devices contain the volatile chemical ammonium nitrate, which creates a small explosion to inflate the airbags. However, the chemical can deteriorate over time in high heat and humidity, causing the metal canister that encases it to explode. Many Ford models are involved, mainly from the years 2004 through 2012. Owners of the affected vehicles will be notified next month. You may also contact Ford for more information. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.